Acts chapter 15. And certain men which came down from Judea taught the brothers, and said, Except you are circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them should go to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought on their way by the assembly, they passed through Phoenicia and Samaria, declaring the conversion of the Gentiles, and they caused great joy to all the brethren. And when they were come to Jerusalem, they were received of the assembly and of the apostles and elders, and they declared all things that Yahweh had done with them. But there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses. And the apostles and elders came together to consider this matter. And when there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said to them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago Yahweh made choice amongst us, that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the good news and believe. And Yahweh, which knows the hearts, bore them witness, giving them the Holy Spirit as he did to us, and put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why do you tempt Yahweh to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? But we believe that through the grace of the Master Yeshua the Messiah we shall be saved, even as they. Then all the multitude kept silence, and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul, declaring what miracles and wonders Yahweh had wrought amongst the Gentiles by them. And after they had held their peace, Jacob answered, saying, Men and brethren, listen to me. Simeon has declared how Yahweh at the first did visit the Gentiles, to take out of them a people for his name, and to this agree the words of the prophets, as it is written, After this I will return, and will build up again the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and I will build up again the ruins thereof, and I will set it up, that the residue of men might seek after the sovereign, and all the Gentiles, upon whom my name is called, says Yahweh, who does all these things. Known to Yahweh are all his works from the beginning of the world. Wherefore, my sentence is, that we do not trouble them, which from among the Gentiles are turned to Yahweh, but that we write to them, and that they abstain from pollution of idols, and from fornication, and from things strangled, and from blood. For Moses of old time has in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogues every Sabbath day. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole assembly to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch, with Paul and Barnabas, namely Judah, surnamed Barsabbas, and Sila, chief men amongst the brethren. And they wrote letters by them after this manner. The apostles and elders of the brethren send greetings to the brethren which were of the Gentiles in Antioch and Syria and Cilicia. Forasmuch as we have heard that certain which went out from us have troubled you with words, subverting your souls, saying, You must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment. It seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men that have hazarded their lives for the name of our Master Yeshua the Messiah. We have sent therefore Judah and Sila, who shall also tell you the same things by mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if you keep yourselves, you shall do well. Fare you well. So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, which, when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation. And Judah and Silas, being prophets also themselves, exhorted the brethren with many words, and confirmed them. And after they had stayed there a space, they were let go in peace from the brothers to the apostles. Notwithstanding, it pleased Silas to stay there still. Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, preaching and teaching the word of Yahweh, with many others also. And some days after, Paul said to Barnabas, Let us go again and visit our brothers in every city where we have preached the word of Yahweh and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them to Pamphylia and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder one from the other. And so Barnabas took Mark, and sailed to Cyprus. And Paul chose Silas and departed, being recommended by the brothers to the grace of Yahweh. And he went through Syria and Cilicia, confirming the assemblies. End of chapter.